Emily.
And I'm Dylan.
And you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Hi, okay, so Dylan, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do here at Unlocked?
Yeah, I'm kind of the invisible hand behind Unlocked, at least for the past couple of months, because I've been producing the Unlocked episodes for Natalie and previously Andrew and most recently with George, because when Emily went on her maternity leave, she needed somebody to take over the audio production side of things. So I've been doing that, kind of standing in the background and helping coordinate things. My full-time job at Keys for Kids Ministries is program director for Keys for Kids Radio, which basically means I'm kind of doing the same thing, but for like our internet radio station for kids, which we kind of talk about sometimes at the end of Unlocked. So yeah, so I'm kind of behind the scenes mostly, but we're going to be talking about why I'm stepping out of the shadows in today's Unlocked Connection episode.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Guys, Dylan is the one who makes any like mistakes that me or George make, he makes them into pretty things for you guys. So we so appreciate you, Dylan, everything you do for us.
Thanks.
So today we are talking about something important. So our question today is, where is George going? Because he is going to be sort of disappearing for a hot minute from the Unlocked sort of world. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so as you heard previously in our Unlocked Connection episode introducing George, he's actually a rapper and a hip-hop artist here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but he does tours like all across the country and stuff like that, and usually these are pretty short tours, but recently he got the opportunity to kind of go on a bigger tour, and we're not allowed to really say too much about that. But it does mean this bigger tour, he's going to be gone for a couple of months. So that's why I'm stepping in to take his place. We didn't want to find a whole new person to introduce to Unlocked, at least from the behind the scenes side, just because it would be kind of a lot to train a new person and then George would be back almost right away. So since I have experience with recording and talking and things like that, that's why I'm stepping into George's place just for the time being. So we can expect George hopefully in about 2 months or so. You'll be able to hear my first episode as host on January 31st. So I'm excited to join you guys on the devotional episode as a host.
That is awesome. It's so exciting to hear about George's big news. And we're excited that Dylan's going to be, you know, doing more.
So one of the things that I was a little bit concerned about with Unlocked is that obviously there's been a lot of changes over the past 6 months. We've had to say goodbye to both Andrew and Emily, who have been hosts for Unlocked for so long. And so now we've got Natalie, which is awesome. And I really appreciate you being the host here. And we also have George temporarily here, temporarily gone, and then he will be back. And there's just been a lot happening, right? So I understand, like, as a podcast listener myself, that when there's a lot of changes in a podcast, I feel like, this thing doesn't seem like it's not what it used to be. And I don't know if I want to stick with it if it's going to keep changing. So that's my concern from being on the podcast producer side as well, is I want to keep like this open communication between us on the Unlocked team and with you, the Unlocked listener as well, just to, I don't know, reassure you, I guess, like we're still the same podcast, even if we have some new faces and new voices on the team that you're hearing from.
Yeah, I think that is so important. And I love being a part of an organization that is so open with those changes and talking about different things that are going on.
So I wanted to talk about a little bit, just to kind of give like a behind the scenes look on Unlocked, just talking about our experiences with being involved. So Natalie, you, I don't think had anticipated ever being like a podcast host, really. Like, so did you ever predict that would be in your future?
Not really. It's kind of fun. So I did like little bits of acting in high school, and then I'm also a writer, so like I love to read. So as soon as this opportunity came up and Dylan approached me about it, I was super excited to get to try my hand at reading. Like growing up, I listened to like Adventures in Odyssey and Jonathan Park. So that audio side of like storytelling and reaching people was always super cool to me. But I never really imagined myself doing it. So I have so enjoyed getting to spend days behind the microphone. Yeah. And also, like, reading the stories written by our listeners. You guys have mm-hmm. so many cool ways that, like, God is speaking in your lives and so many cool stories to tell. And it's just kind of an honor to actually get to read those stories. I know as a writer, it's a really big deal to let people read my work, and especially out loud, because it sometimes yeah. pulls out, I feel like, the errors in my work, and or like there's somebody doesn't read it right, it's gonna sound wrong. Mm-hmm. So I also acknowledge, like, what an honor it is to be able to read people's work and hear what the Lord's doing. So
yeah, it can yeah. be a scary thing to be a writer or a creative person and then put your work out there for other people to judge. And especially for other people to reinterpret, if you're writing an unlocked story, you know that the unlocked host is going to read it and, like, are they going to read it the right way? Are they going to get the point of the story? Are they going to direct the ups and downs of the dynamics of the story properly? So that can be kind of a nerve-wracking thing as a writer, too. So, Natalie, since you... Now, the Unlocked listeners, I don't think they know this. You're actually not recording in the studio here at Keys for Kids. You're actually... you record from home.
Correct.
And so what has your experience been with, like, trying to set up, like, a random bedroom in your house to be a recording studio?
Yeah, so it's quite an adventure. And I think every once on the Instagram, at the Unlocked Devo Instagram, mm-hmm. I'll post something about preparing Devos because I have some control there. And mm-hmm. it is definitely an adventure. So I had no experience using, like, microphones or any of this technology. And then I took this job and I met with Dylan for like 4 hours on a random Friday. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, you're going to record. And so
here's your computer. Here's your microphone. Here's exactly. everything you need to know. Don't forget it.
Exactly. He just gives me all the stuff and then sends me 2 hours away because uh-huh. I live on the other side of Michigan. And then I had to just, like, set it up. So I went in my room. I, like, set the microphone up on my desk. And so mm-hmm. then I couldn't use my desk for, like, a month. And all my stuff was piling up. And that was a challenge. And so then my mom was like, well, I use the guest room, use my office. So I did that. And guys, again, Dylan is pretty awesome. If you didn't know, sound equipment can be kind of finicky. So we had to mess around with the audio quality in mm-hmm. different rooms, because if there isn't enough, like, material in different rooms, it doesn't absorb sound well enough.
Like soft stuff.
Yeah. So... my recordings sometimes were being a little almost echoey, and mm-hmm. so
reverb.
It kind of lowers that quality, and we want mm-hmm. it to be the best for you guys. So every day when I record, I have to prop pillows up on either side of my computer, and then I have one in my lap, and I drape a blanket over my head, and it gets caught on my mic, and it's hot, and
yes.
it gets caught on my headphones, and then my pillows are falling down. So... But it's a lot of fun, and I just kind of imagine sometimes people, like, delivering packages because there's a window in front of me. Like, what are they?
There's just this blanket port in front yeah. of the window, and they're like,
just
what's
moving.
Going on under there, I wonder?
Yeah, and every once in a while, like, somebody will walk in because I'll pause recording and they don't know what I'm doing, and my brother's like, hey, Nat.
What?
Oh, no. What are you doing? I'm, like, recording. I'm
Nothing.
Working.
Nothing.
Exactly. So... That's fun, but I mean, it's been a blast, so it's yeah. not a too big of a deal yeah. being far away.
Yeah, it does get kind of tough to have to set up the pillow fort every week or so when you do the recording. It's not a lot of fun. I've got my own experience with the blanket fort recording set up at my house, too, so I'm definitely right there with you.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I've got a lot cozier situation here at the actual studio here at Keys for Kids. I can just walk into a room and sit down at a desk and turn the mic on, and I'm good to go, so I don't have to do any intense construction to create a, you know, that kind of audio environment to record in. So I'm pretty blessed in that way. Sorry, Natalie. Oh, thank you for your sacrifice.
It's cool. Yeah. The recording studio at Keys is pretty cool. I know when I was like a little intern there, I was always really intimidated by it. And I was scared like I would walk by and be loud. And Dylan would be like, don't be loud. I'm recording. Like,
I don't think I ever said that.
No, you didn't. You didn't. But oh, okay. I was always scared that I was going to make a racket in there. It's pretty legit.
One of the things that I'm concerned about with Unlocked is, if you haven't picked up on it as a listener, I'm not a teenager. I think that's probably maybe obvious, maybe it's not obvious, but I'm not like with it in the music scene, you know, like I'm not like on top of music trends and things like that. So what I'm concerned about as being the one who puts together Unlocked is like picking the right music. So I don't know if there's like a huge discussion point right here about music, but from you, the listener, I want to hear like if you think the music sucks or if you like the music or if there's like a certain style of music or something like that that you think should be or should not be included. Since I'm not like that sophisticated musically myself, I would like to hear some of that from, well, you, the listener. One way that you can get in touch with us is through the Unlocked app. You can go to the app and there's like a feedback section in the menu, I think. Or you could just email me directly, podcast@unlocked.org, and let me know what you think about the music, because that's an area that I know I'm kind of weak in, and that's something I want to be able to improve in as well. So I'd love to have your feedback with that. What do you think about the music, Natalie? Do you even listen to the finished product?
I do. Good. I have a small youth group that I work with. So sometimes we use the Unlocked Devos as our devotionals, as our lessons, because they break really well down into that kind of little small group format. Mm-hmm. But especially if you guys didn't listen to the January 18th Devo, it was pretty epic and dramatic. Like, between me and Dylan, we pretty much went all out for that one. So that was super fun to listen to with the students, because it's just very involved. And so really takes you into the story. So, but we're talking about the music, and I think the music is a bop. Every time I listen to like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- I don't know.
I know it's so hard being, you know, working for a ministry, working for an organization and trying to create content and devotional stories and audio and stuff like this for the younger generation than us. And that makes me feel super old to say the younger generation. Mm-hmm. But I know it's true at this point in my life. And honestly, it's kind of intimidating to be doing this because it's like, I just don't know what I don't know. And it's, you know, it's hard to pick music. And it's hard to be relevant
right.
to, you know, people who are younger than you and have different experiences. So I'm trying. We're trying here. And I just hope that you, the listener, recognizes that and gives us some grace on that as well, too.
Right.
But you mentioned the January 18 episode, and that was a really fun one to produce for my side as the one who, like, you know, puts together all the music and the voices and stuff like that. It was really cool to, you know, pick out sound effects and figure out where they should go and how to change how the sound effects sound and change Natalie's voice to sound mm-hmm. like a judge and then make her sound like Jesus and all this different stuff. It was a really fun thing to produce. It took a lot longer, though, I tell you what. Usually one Unlocked episode will take 15 to 20 minutes or so altogether. But then that one episode by itself took 2 to 3 hours
wow.
to do over a couple of days because I produced like the initial like rough draft version of it. And then I had to go back and like adjust some things to make something like the judge voice at the very beginning of the episode. It was kind of hard to understand. So I had to kind of go in there and dial back the echo on it. And I think I didn't maybe quite nail it even in the final version, but once I hit 3 hours on one episode, it's like, I need to step away. Like, this is a fun thing to do, but I've got other things I also need to do.
No,
but yeah,
it was very cool. It was very cool.
Thanks. Yeah, those narrative episodes are really fun to do, to be able to do all that sound effects type stuff. It's very intense to do it, though. I wish we could do something like that for all of the narrative stories. Mm-hmm. But man, it's tough. It just takes so much time. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for listening to this Unlocked Connection episode. I hope it provided some clarity, to use some corporate speak, on what's going on here at Unlocked. I know there's been a lot of changes, and changes can be scary and hard and things like that, but I hope that this episode kind of helps you understand why things are happening, and as well, you know, kind of the behind-the-scenes peek as to our recording and production process and stuff like that. And as a reminder, I'd love to hear your feedback on kind of any aspect of the audio of the Unlocked episodes, but in particular, like the music that we use underneath the stories is what I'm looking for. You can send your feedback to podcast@unlocked.org. But until then, I'm Dylan.
And I'm Natalie, encouraging you to live life unlocked.
Opening the door to God in your life.